Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. It reads, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" You can imagine the crowd around Jesus saying, "Of course not." You know, it's all very well for Jesus to say, "Do not worry," but he had no gas bill to pay. Is he being unfair and unrealistic? His audience might have felt similarly confused. Most people in those times were lucky if they had anything beyond the basics of food, clothing, and housing. And even these were not guaranteed. Much of the population lived off the land, and therefore they depended on the seasonal rains and a favourable amount of sunshine. These were not guaranteed. They had plenty of reasons for stress, even over clothing and food. The point Jesus is making is clearer when we understand the kind of argument he is using. It's one often used by rabbis called a "how much more" argument, or kal vahomer, how much more. Jesus is saying, if God cares for the birds, how much more he must care about humans. Jewish people were familiar with passages like this one from Psalm 104. "All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things." The truth of this statement challenges our tendency towards anxiety. There's a poetic simplicity about what Jesus is saying here. I can imagine Jesus pointing to the birds flying around them and the flowers on the hillside that he and his followers could see. Their beauty reminds us that God takes good care of all he has made. Worry is forbidden not because we're supposed to be careless about our responsibilities. After all, God supplies food for the birds, but they still have to fly around to find it. No, worry isn't forbidden for that purpose, but because we can have confidence in God's love. To live a life of worry is to live as if God does not love us. Instead, we know Jesus wants to reassure us that God will be with us through times of plenty and through times of need. And therefore, we do not need to worry. Well, next time we'll go on to the final part of Matthew chapter 6. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.